Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 1st, 2022. The magic of singing together. Question: when we are all singing together, a person seems to enter into a common wave. Is he actually included in some level of connection with others, or is it just our imagination? Answer: the fact is that our common desire draws the surrounding light, which gives us certain illumination, and people feel that they are in some kind of cloud. In addition, serious mutual efforts can even cause the manifestation of the upper world, and then people really get a clear feeling of what is happening, but only for a certain time. And then, if they do not have the opportunity to constantly remain in this state, it goes away. It is not like in our world when I have caught something and keep holding it by force. I can retain the feeling of spirituality only through my own properties. If I have the properties of the upper world, then this feeling exists in me. Yet it seems to people that they can hold it by force. Now I will strain myself, crouch, jump up, and fly. There are no such flights with us. One has to work very seriously to raise and hold on, despite the fact that all sorts of opposite desires are constantly arising in you. Based on this, one needs to reckon. There are people who just sit with their eyes closed and try to catch some special mood. There are those who feel it more. There are those who already enter this state, but temporarily. And there are those who stay in it constantly. But when a group gets together and aspires together to a certain spiritual manifestation inside itself through connection, then it results in a corresponding ascent. And then, when this ascent passes, some of them descend from that state to a lower but still spiritual level, and some descend and pass through the muck some back to the earthly level. Each one on his own at different sub-levels. Question: but is it singing long drawn out songs that we sing at our meals or meetings of friends that lead a person into different states? Does it actually work in a person? Answer: only in the case that people unite, it works, and if they do not unite, it does not work. And you can sing whatever you want. The main thing is that it supports you and helps you unite. There is nothing supernatural or mystical in this singing. Comment: it is not even mystical here, but precisely the feeling where private states are cancelled, as it were. My response: it is because people believe so, because they try to connect their feelings with the music from which they came. In the past, Kabbalists used it, and so naturally as these sounds exist in the spiritual world. Like with Munchausen, they froze and then they played. In the spiritual world, all this happens all the time. If great Kabbalists used this, then we connect to them with the help of these sounds. But this is not mysticism. We simply excite the field that they once excited. Basically, there is no once. Nothing disappears in spirituality. Question: can a person enter spirituality through Kabbalistic singing? Answer: no. Kabbalistic singing can affect a person a little, move him, or raise him up. He will feel that there is, perhaps, something attractive in this. But nothing more. From CabTV's I Got a Call. The Magic of Singing Together, May 11, 2013. Loss of spiritual sensation. Comment: you once said that a person should use the light of confidence that occasionally shines on him. My response: this happens when the group provides him with their support. When he feels that he is walking with his friends, they support him all the time, and he has something to fall on. Question: ease isn't the light when a person felt his first contact with Kabbalah and really felt that this was the truth? Answer: no, of course not. Question: why does a person still lose the feeling he experienced the first time he encountered Kabbalah? Answer: so that he can move forward normally. Now he must understand it himself within his corrected properties. Question: it turns out that the initial feeling is erased so that there are no moments one can become attached to? Answer: of course. After all, you return to a normal state in which you do not believe that there is something that is not material. You can even say, all this is nonsense, despite the fact that you once absolutely clearly experienced spirituality. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Forget Spiritual Attainment, June 9, 2013. Rosh Hashanah, time to ask for forgiveness. Rosh Hashanah is the time to ask forgiveness from the Creator for your crimes. In other words, I feel that I do not have a sense of the importance and greatness of the Creator, and I apologize for this. After all, if I felt the greatness and importance of the Creator, then of course I would behave differently. It turns out that I lack only the feeling of the Creator. And that's why I asked, let me feel you and I will become different. This is what a person should say to the Creator, this is the correct request and the right apology. After all, why do I commit crimes? Because I lack the sense of the Creator, which is called faith. There is no feeling of the Creator, there is no faith, and therefore, there is no one to stop me. I cannot do otherwise because if the Creator does not rule over me, then the evil inclination, egoism, rules. Therefore, I ask the Creator to take authority over me. This is my main request, after which we come to Rosh Hashanah, we come to the King, and we want to place Him to reign over us. I want to repent of all my sins, to know and feel everything that prevents my correction. I ask the Creator to open my eyes and let me feel where the crime is and where the commandment is so that I understand where I fulfill His covenant to give, to love, and to unite, and where I do the opposite. I don't feel it now at every moment of my life. If I did, of course I would improve. The problem is that I don't feel the Creator, the force of bestowal, which I could check myself with. So with this, I turn to the Creator and demand that He give me the opportunity to test myself regarding the force of bestowal, and then I will never commit a crime. We do not recall the past and do not ask for forgiveness for it. I should not cry about what happened, but about the fact that I do not strive for correction and do not require the Creator to help me in this. I want to move forward, not dig into the past and shed tears about what I did. Did I do something? I didn't do anything, the Creator did everything. And He did it on purpose so that I now know what I need to fix. I take this evil, the crime that has now been revealed, and begin to correct it. My whole aspiration is forward, not backward. This is the difference. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, September 16, 2020. What is preparation for Sukkot, forgiveness? Justification of revenge. Question: let's say some scoundrel teases me, laughs, and mocks me. Should I say that the Creator sends me this and I justify Him and do not take revenge? Answer: when others mock you, when you are in such a hostile environment, but you perceive it as coming from the Creator, then this state is called exile from spirituality. It encourages you to break out of there, to look for methods of how to do it. You begin to understand that such a state is specially created and acts in such a way as to bring you closer to the Creator. After all, if there were no negative impact from the environment, for example, of other nations upon the Jews, then in the end, they would have dissolved, disappeared, and would not have come to today's fulfillment of their mission. Therefore, it is said that Pharaoh brings the Jewish people closer to the Exodus from Egypt and closer to the Creator, and forces them to this by his negative attitude toward them. Question: does this justification of revenge come at any stage? Answer: of course, because everything comes from the Creator. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. How to take revenge on the enemy, May 24, 2013.